This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana State University is helping to launch a new AmeriCorps program designed to bolster the community health workforce in Montana. After a year of planning, the Community Health Corps Montana program will begin in January 2026. Members will serve the first year's term through August. In its first year, the program will support 14 AmeriCorps service members in 14 host sites across the state. AmeriCorps is a federal program that funds service opportunities for Americans to address critical national needs, such as education, health care, and environmental disaster response. The program is funded by AmeriCorps for a three-year term. The Governor's Office of Community Service, which allocates Montana's federal AmeriCorps funding, tapped the Montana Office of Rural Health and Area Health Education Centers to design the program. The Rural Health Office is housed within the College of Nursing at MSU and helps coordinate health care outreach across Montana. To design the program, Rural Health Office Project Manager Angela Davis met with multiple Montana communities to identify the health-related needs that AmeriCorps service members could help to address. Davis said, "Our office already has a plethora of community-level data about health care needs across Montana, and we also held some focus groups and one-on-one conversations to assess if an AmeriCorps program could meet those needs." The community health needs divided into three broad categories: strengthening mental health and substance use disorder services, improving chronic disease prevention and management, and addressing the social determinants of health, which include access to food, transportation, and housing. AmeriCorps service members will be matched with a nonprofit host site working in one of those areas, which may range from hospitals to county and tribal health departments to nonprofits providing social services. The program will prioritize tribal and rural communities in Montana. This is the first health-related AmeriCorps program in Montana with a statewide reach. A past program based in Sydney provided support to eastern Montana, but it ended in 2023. Davis will also facilitate the design of year two and three of the program. AmeriCorps funding is typically allocated in three-year increments. In future years, she hopes to increase the term length from 8 months to 10.5 months as the program gets established. Applications opened for host sites and AmeriCorps service members in September. Davis said, "This program is geared toward folks who are interested in service and want to make a difference in their communities." Davis previously managed AmeriCorps programs and was a service member herself. The work will largely involve providing institutional support for the host sites, including facilitating community engagement, education, meetings, and data management, and helping organizations with branding and growing their reach in local communities. Applicants do not need a background in medicine or healthcare. The program can appeal to people studying or working in community health, psychology, social work, family and child development, and even marketing. While everyone is invited to apply, preference will be given to Montana residents and people already living in the communities they hope to serve. More information about the Community Health Corps Montana program is available at healthinfo.montana.edu. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.